Pilgrims of Truth, Pilgrims of Peace is the name given to this 25th anniversary commemoration of the first Day of Prayer for Peace in Assisi, hosted by Pope John Paul II in October 1986. A quarter of a century on, Pope Benedict will travel by train to the city of St. Francis alongside Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, Jains, Zoroastrians, Taoists, representatives of indigenous religions, and, of course, leaders of other Christian churches and communities, such as the head of the Anglican Communion, Archbishop Rowan Williams, the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, and the head of the World Council of Churches, Reverend Olaf Fixit-Veit. For the first time, there will also be a number of non-believers invited by the Pontifical Council for Culture. Under-secretary of that council, Monsignor Melchior Sanchez de Torca, explains why.
It's something absolutely new. It was this Pope's desire to invite some people, non-believing or at least who do not belong to any particular confession or religion. But it is not anything new. If you consider the whole magisterium of Pope Benedict XVI, just to quote one intervention, the courtyard of the Gentiles is the expression of his interest towards non-believers or atheists or people who do not belong to a religion, but who nevertheless are looking after God or in search of God, of the unknown God.
How difficult was it for you to find people willing to participate in what is clearly a very religious experience?
It was to invite a non-believer to participate to a religious, a strong, deeply religious meeting. But they are not just atheists. They are non-believers who are in some way also believers or seekers or people in search of truth, of beauty, of grandness, of something great. The difficulty was to find out who, because there are not many associations of atheists, and those associations of atheists are quite anti-Christian or very anti-Catholic. But we decided to choose people from different cultural or linguistic areas where the unbelief is more present. Europe and the Americas, the Spanish-speaking world, though Latin America is a Catholic continent, but the elites are mostly non-believers or atheists or lay people, and also France, Italy, Central Europe, and the English-speaking world.
What kind of specific contribution will they make to this day there in Assisi? How will they be present? What sort of legacy can they give to this day?
Well, I would say spirituality of non-believers. It may seem a contradiction, but you can find in non-believing people a spirituality which can help ourselves to examine ourselves and to grow in spirituality.
Unlike previous Assisi events, there will be no praying together in public, but rather time for individual prayer and silent meditation during a joint pilgrimage to the tomb of St. Francis. Representatives of the world's religious traditions will then recommit themselves to praying and working for peace, as the head of the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council, Cardinal Peter Turkson, explains.
We can talk about peace building. We can talk about peacemaking. We can talk about dialogue initiatives. All of these are various forms of having people experience and live with peace. The threats to peace are many, multifaceted. And so is it that also the ways of dealing with it must also be many and multifaceted. Because peace is not threatened by only one human experience or manifestation. If it's, when I'm sick, I'm not at peace. But when there's also war, I'm not at peace. When I don't see how I can feed my family at the end of the day, I'm also not at peace. When I'm going to lose my job tomorrow, I'm also not at peace. So, the threats to peace are so very many. That's why, the solutions to it must also be very many, multifaceted. But we all come together with our various endowments and the patrimonies of our values and faith in the hope that bringing all of this together, we'll be able to deal with this the so very many threats to peace that surround us.